Chapter 15, What Does Love Say? Okay, up until this point, I've given you two key statements that are very powerful in your heart healing journey. One is, it's okay that you're not okay. The second is, it will take as long as it takes. Now we're going to get into the third one. 1 Corinthians 13:4 says, love is patient and love is kind. Once and for all, I want to help you drown the inner critic. There is nothing more disempowering to progress than the inner voices that resist you at every turn and leave you feeling defeated. They relay thoughts and feelings that beat you up and keep you bound in your battles. I believe one of Satan's top assignments is to make you an enemy to yourself in your thoughts. When you become a villain against yourself, the inner critic becomes a dominant voice in your life. Most people become one with the inner critic, thinking, this is just the way that I am. They end up believing, I am my own worst enemy. If the resistance can get you to be at war with yourself, then you'll be sent into a lifetime engulfed in a conflict of you against you. Defeating the inner critic. For centuries, people have been trying to kill these self-beating thoughts by debating them, attempting to argue against these parasitic thoughts. Well-meaning believers shout from rooftops with militant aggression and a warfare-like posture in order to break free. Although aspects of this can be helpful, tactics of force alone can at times leave you discouraged and exhausted. This type of battleground needs a more refined approach. I spent years trying to fight these self-attacking thoughts with aggressive repentance and deliverance tactics. There is nothing wrong with utilizing these methodologies, but I learned firsthand that the only way to defeat the inner critic is to infuse your heart with an immersion in the love that God has for you. Only love can drive out this self-destructive inner dialogue. To really overcome the inner critic, you have to learn to have a better relationship with yourself. This must begin with learning how to love yourself the way that God loves you. I share about this in great detail in my book, God Loves Me and I Love Myself. To experience the power of transformation, you defeat the inner critic by flooding your heart with God's love for you. Learning the presence of love. One of the greatest ways we are invited into the beauty of God's love is found in the second pillar of love, kindness. Love is kind. Remember, patience is what love can handle. Kindness is what love gives out. When you meet someone who is loving, you discover the power of the love they possess through the kindness that radiates off of them. It's not just the words they say. It's the posture they carry and the aroma surrounding their words that settle your heart into relationship. When someone constantly acts and responds in kindness, you want to be around them. Kindness sets the atmosphere of relational interaction. It is also the catalyst for long-term transformation to occur. The key activation is that you need to learn to engage kindness towards yourself. When you look in the mirror and relate to yourself, every thought and word needs to come under the influence and domain of kindness. Immerse your inner dialogue with kindness, and you have now set yourself up to experience the healing and freedom your heart desires. Learning the language of kindness. So how do you actually experience this? It all starts with addressing your self-talk, the inner dialogue that follows you all day long. You live with a built-in narrator that interprets everything you experience. Whether you acknowledge it or not, you have an all-day story playing on auto-repeat within your thoughts. It sets the tone for how you see God, yourself, and the world around you. Most of your self-talk is probably very negative and self-rejecting. If you live in autopilot, a swarm of disempowering and unkind thoughts will follow you from the moment you awake until you sleep. I spent many years of my life living under the constant influence of these thoughts. At first, I began renouncing the various spiritual attacks that made me an enemy to myself. Self-rejection, self-hate, self-condemnation, and self-contempt were at the top of the list. Although this was helpful and got things started, my heart began to turn a corner when I welcomed the new inner dialogue into my life. I interrupted the negative self-talk with a new track of kindness. I made a firm decision to speak kindly over myself, which opened my heart to love like never before. the invasion of kindness. To apply the power of kindness, ask yourself, what would it look like to engage your thoughts with 100% kindness? What would your day look like if you allowed the kindness of God to infiltrate your every struggle and challenge of life? I know this will be a game changer for you. Coming into agreement with God's kindness will revolutionize your transformational journey. In fact, the scriptures remind us to not treat the kindness of God lightly. It carries God's love and goodness towards you, leading you to change like nothing else. Romans 2:4 in the New American Standard says, "Or do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance?" Many Christians think of repentance as a groveling apology towards a God who is angry. Yet the most powerful turnaround you can experience will come out of a response to God's loving kindness towards you. When you taste of Father God's kindness towards you, it drowns the opposing thoughts that train you to be harsh, condemning, and negative towards yourself. Counterfeit temptations no longer become desirable when our hearts are filled with God's genuine goodness and kindness. What is God saying? To make this even more practical, I work diligently to help people tune into what God is speaking to their hearts. Hearing from God can be a really challenging and difficult subject for many, often because they've not been equipped to experience the kindness of our loving Father. Without the context of God's patience and kindness, we won't understand what it means to relate to God. As you discover the kindness of God, you can learn how He relates to you as His child. His river of transformation flows through His kindness, goodness, and love. Just when you think you have completed your discovery, a whole new sea awaits you. God speaks through His Word, but He also brings a witness to your heart through the Holy Spirit, who is known as the Comforter. The Spirit relays the heart of God's kindness in bringing instruction and comfort to your life. I can give you all kinds of helpful instructions about what you need to focus on for your healing and freedom journey. But if you tune into the main theme that God is working on, you will immerse yourself in the power of His flow. Then, transformation becomes less of a self-help grind and more of an exciting adventure with God. But here lies a problem. When you ask believers, what is God saying to you in this season of your life? Many are hesitant in their answer. Some will blurt out a bunch of religious rhetoric that sounds nice, but they're just covering up for the fact that their real answer is, I don't have a clue. While others have a reference for God that omits His kindness, they hear everything through judgment, condemnation, and shame. In my one-on-one work with believers, many of them have a distorted lens of God. So asking them, what is God speaking to your heart, can trigger a taskmaster God, a nothing is ever good enough God, or a God that you always run and hide from. It can unleash an inner voice that is not of God, which prevents them from moving forward in a healthy way. What does love say? One of the helpful ways I have learned to hear from God and detox those counterfeit voices is to ask myself, what does love say? This fine-tunes my heart to learn how to hear from God because His love permeates everything He does with His children. To the believer who is seeking to walk in the truth of God's Word, this is a safe question to ask because God is love. 1 John 4:16. When you discover the power of what love really is, you gain an understanding of God's nature. So, it can be really helpful to ask yourself, what does love say? Or to ask, what does kindness say? Because kindness is the way God addresses us. Now, I know off the bat, I can hear it already, some can react to this advice with apprehension, as many have a distorted lens of what love means. I totally get that. This is a problem in this day and age. It's a legitimate concern. Pointing to a counterfeit love has given a false permission to live outside of God's morality and led others into deep deception. I am equally grieved about this escalating problem. Modern society is losing touch at lightning speed with the truth that sets us free. But this cannot negate an important precept. Truth needs to operate within the context of love. the Apostle Paul's admonition to speak the truth in love, Ephesians 4:15, shows us that the power of truth needs the conduit of love for truth to have its intended impact. Truth is like a copper wire with intense voltage. On its own, truth can become a weapon that is used to accuse and damage people unnecessarily. I'm sure you've watched many Christians use truth apart from love. It becomes like a live wire firing off intense voltage and surges of electricity in unpredictable patterns. You cannot even get near it because there's high odds you're going to get electrocuted. But place that wire into a rubber conduit, and you have now channeled that power into its intended flow. That's how truth operates. God does not slap you in the face with his truth. He does everything through the conduit of his loving kindness towards you. In fact, God has a way of correcting and even chastening us in a way that is empowering because it is all done through relationship, built on kindness. Loving kindness never dilutes truth. It gives the environment by which truth operates in its fullest potential. Jesus says he is the truth, which shows us that our knowledge of truth is not a connection to concepts, but relationship with a person. You cannot have healthy relationship without loving kindness. Being connected to the power of the truth, which sets you free, needs to be founded on loving connection to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, while granting that loving kindness to immerse your thoughts. Heart healing will never happen when the kindness of God is not a priority. Gaining fruitful clarity. With some helpful coaching, most believers can discover that they can and do hear from God. Oftentimes, they just need to ask in the midst of their struggle, what does love say here? Or how can I apply kindness to what I'm going through? Tuning into God through his nature of loving kindness is how you build a foundation of relationship. From there, all the other aspects of intimacy are built off of that base. In the midst of kindness, you will gain the perspective of heaven over your life and even your struggles. Have you ever swam in a beautiful part of the ocean where, with a good set of goggles, you can see underwater for hundreds of feet? It allows you to take in the beauty and majesty of where you are, while also having clarity on where you are headed. You cannot see forever, but you can see far enough to get perspective and direction. If suddenly a surge of waves kicks up the sand, seaweed, and other oceanic debris around, suddenly you lose your visibility as the water quickly becomes murky. Swimming under these conditions can be incredibly challenging. But once the sand and debris settle to the bottom, you can compose yourself and regain clarity over your swimming experience. The same is true with your heart healing journey. The harder you are on yourself, the murkier your vision will be. Without kindness, you cannot see your situation through God's eyes. You'll see everything worse than it really is. Inner tension will build, anger will rise, and discouragement will swell. Without kindness, you'll lose perspective. That is why a soothing word from a friend can calm a raging storm in your heart. You are responding to the nurturing power of kindness. Being kind to yourself. The days of beating yourself up need to come to an end right now, today. You've wasted enough hours, days, and years beating yourself up. Why not let the kindness of God take over? But this will not happen on its own. You need to bring your thoughts and emotions into agreement with God's kindness towards you. And one of the best ways you can engage that is through speaking kind words to yourself. The best way you can steer your self-talk into a new direction is by speaking loving words over yourself. I recommend you develop a simple list of kind statements you say to yourself on a regular basis. Your tongue is a rudder, so use it to steer your heart into love. This will help you to learn the language and cadence of God's love. The good news is that you can begin experiencing that right now in the midst of your difficult battlegrounds. Don't make it worse by being hard on yourself. Take in a deep breath. Yeah, go ahead and do that. Pause and start speaking to yourself words of kindness. If you want to take this to another level, grab a hold of my book and resource, God Loves Me and I Love Myself. Some questions for consideration. Number one, what does the inner critic sound like in your own thoughts. What does it say? Maybe you want to take a moment and write those down. Number two, what would it look like to experience kindness towards yourself? Number three, make a list of five kind sentences you can begin saying over yourself on a daily basis. Practice this for 30 days, just 30 days, and see in that amount of time what kind of difference it makes in your heart healing journey. I'm going to pray. Father God, today I make the decision to bring my thoughts into alignment with your love towards me. I thank you that your love is rich and deep, built on the power of patience and kindness. Today I choose to receive your love and to give that love towards myself. I open my heart to receive your kindness and hear your loving thoughts. Today, I break agreement with the inner critic, those thoughts that come against me and seek to keep me from receiving your love. Today, I take a step into your patience and kindness. I choose to express kindness over myself. I renounce the belief that I am my own worst enemy. I choose to live in the power of loving kindness. I thank you, Father, that you are kind towards me, and I receive that with an open heart. Thank you for your love. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.